BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Well, thank you for joining us on Crosstalk, coming your way from VCY America. Well, just the other day, Jimmy DeYoung was with us on the program, and we look forward to this day. And yes, indeed, President Trump did announce today he is formally recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and ordering the State Department to begin moving the embassy, the U.S. embassy, to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv. And folks, as a result of this, Muslims are calling for a day of rage. Can we encourage you here on Crosstalk to be praying for the peace of Jerusalem, as Scripture encourages us to do? Well, I'm sure we'll have more on that here in the days to come. Those of you who are regular listeners to this program realize we're in a mess. Internationally, nations are either constantly at war or on the brink of war with one another. But let's look what's happening here in our nation. Within our borders, we are quite troubled. We see crime and violence and on just so many fronts, it's out of control. We see the use of opioid overdoses of epidemic proportion. We see the effects of alcohol causing heartache and grief. We see marriages shattered, parent-child relationships broken, disrespect for authority running rampant, sexual perversion has run amok. Greed and selfishness is the norm across this nation. We're filled, with ourselves, loving pleasures more than loving God. I guess what we're seeing today is man doing that which is right in his own eyes. And sadly, ladies and gentlemen, these matters are not confined to just outside, to the outside world, but are happening within the church and within Christian homes. So how do we break this cycle? How do we get back on course? How can we see effective change take place? How can we see our children and grandchildren walk in the ways of God? I believe the answer to these questions rests solely in God's Word, the Bible. Well, perhaps it sounds simplistic in a society where we have churches that blanket our real estate, we have Bibles and books about the Bible and commentaries available at our disposal in hard copy or in apps on our phone, we have Christian broadcasting all over the nation, but it's as if we're in a spiritual famine in our own land. Today on Crosstalk, we'd like to hit a reset in every Christian home. We're announcing a Bible reading challenge for 2018. And we want you to come along. You say, well, Jim, I have a Bible. My question is, are you reading it? And if you are you obeying it? Joining us in discussion today, I'd like to welcome my guest, Randy Melchert. He's a school administrator, a researcher, a consultant. He sits on the board of directors of VCY America and is administering the 2018 Bible Reading Challenge. Randy, good to have you with us today.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me on the program today.
You've done some research. How is our Bible IQ as a nation and as a church? Are we reading our Bibles?
Well, it's even scarier than that. Many people aren't reading anything. In fact, a recent study found that 1 out of 4 adults haven't opened any book in the last year. Now, some books are good, some books are bad, most of them are just a waste of time. But the one book that can change lives, the God's Word, the Bible, you know what? We're finding that Christians are not reading their Bibles, and it is scary, the statistics. When Jesus talked to the Sadducees, the one accusation he made that really stung them was when he told them that ye do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God. Al Mohler was looking up some of the statistics on it. He found that fewer than half of all adults can name the 4 Gospels. Many Christians can't identify more than 2 or 3 of the disciples. According to data from the Barna Research Group, 60% of Americans can't name even 5 of the 10 Commandments. Hmm. George Barna says, no wonder people break the 10 commandments all the time. They don't even know what they are. According to 82% of Americans, you've heard the phrase, God helps those who help themselves. Mm-hmm. 82% of Americans thinks that's in the Bible. Now, among those who claim to be born-again Christians, they did better by just 1%.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. The majority of adults think that the Bible teaches that the most important purpose in life is just taking care of one's family. Over 50% of graduating high school seniors thought that Sodom and Gomorrah were husband and wife. And even worse, a considerable number of respondents thought the Sermon on the Mount was preached by Billy Graham.
Aye. My.
That we're suffering from a severe lack of biblical literacy.
Why are people not reading their Bibles? Why are believers not in their Bibles consistently?
Well, there's several reasons, and it's not because they don't think it's important. Multitudes of studies say that reading the Bible is important. Lifeway Research just did a study, and they believe that they asked people, well, do you think the Bible's important? And a lot of people say that it's a good book. In fact, most people say that every American should read the book. The problem is they don't just make the time to read it. Maybe they don't have a plan. They don't have a tool for it. We're seeing that over 45% of those who regularly attend the church, only 45% of them read the Bible more than just once a week. And in fact, one out of five people who attend church regularly, they never read the Bible. The key is it's having a plan, having a way to start it. In fact, one of the issues that people have is that they start reading the Bible. In fact, according to some of the stats, 17% of people who read the Bible, they open it up and just see where their eyes land. Now, sometimes we've heard stories about how God's used that to reach people. But if you're a born-again Christian, you know, you should have a systematic way of reading the Bible as opposed to just kind of flipping through and seeing if there's anything interesting. Reading the Bible is something that should require daily, consistent time set aside to make our way through God's Word.
Adrian Rogers said this. He said, quote, if you have a Bible that's falling apart, you have a life that's not. What impact does regular Bible reading have on a life?
Regular Bible reading has got an incredible impact. Back to the Bible, Center for Bible Engagement did a study of those who read the Bible just 4 days a week. If you read the Bible just 4 days a week, you're 57% less likely to get drunk, 68% less likely to have sex outside of marriage, 61% less likely to engage in pornography, 74% less likely to engage in gambling. Not only that, but there's positive benefits. Those who read the Bible at least 4 days a week are 228% more likely to share their faith with others, 231% more likely to disciple others, 407% more likely to memorize Scripture. I mean, this is – a lot of people know that there's benefits, but after the Center for Bible Engagement did this study, that there is clear, concrete differences between those who read the Bible for at least 4 days a week and those who don't read the Bible at least 4 days a week.
That's also coupled with a saying from D.L. Moody, who said, this book will keep you from sin or sin will keep you from this book. And that seems to be very much the case through even some of these statistics.
That is. And it's not even just so much the statistics of keeping from sin. It's some of the positive benefits of Bible reading. In fact, I was just reading through, as you read through the Bible, there's only one verse in the Bible that talks about success. That's Joshua 1:8 that says, talking about this book of the law, the Bible promises a blessing for those who read in Revelation 1:3. It's a delight. In fact, many people read through Psalm 119 where it talks about the importance of God's word. In Psalm 119, eight different times it talks about reading the Bible being a delight. It talks about it being better than gold in two different times in Psalm 119, that it's sweeter than honey in Psalm 19:10. Talks about it being righteous. It talks about it bringing understanding, about it being truth, about it being upright, about it being wisdom, about it being purifying. In fact, we put together on our website for a Bible reading campaign, we've built a collection of it, and we invite listeners. You know what? If you find some of the things that we've left out, to email them in. But we've found a list of almost every letter in the alphabet. You can find something where the Bible offers us specific concrete blessings.
Yeah, name some of those.
It's accomplishing Isaiah 55:11. It accomplishes the purpose that's done. Psalm 119:161. It is awe-inspiring. Psalm 119:96. It's broad. That it covers the amount. It covers an incredible amount of topics. It's choice. It's cleansing. It's a comfort, a counselor, delight, desirable, deliverance, doable. It endureth forever. It's ennobling, eternal. It's ever with me. It's faithful. It's fearful. It's food. It's forever. It's God-breathed. It's gold. It's great spoil. It's help, heritage, honey, hope, implanted. It's joy. It's keepable. It's knowable. It's a lamp, learnable, liberty, life, light. It's longed for, lovable, meditable, a mirror, obeyable, observable, order, a path. It's peace and doing, perfect, praiseworthy, profitable. It prospers. It's very pure and purifying. It's quickening. It's rain. It's rejoiceable. It's respectable, a great reward. It's right. It's righteous. It's righteousness. Sanctifying salvation, settled forever, shameless, better than silver. It's a sin deterrent. Song, strengthening, studyable, success, sweet, sweeter than honey, a sword, the sword of the Spirit, It's teaching, it's tried, it's true, it's trustworthy, it's truth, understanding, unforgettable, upright, warning, it's wisdom.
And yet we ignore it.
And we ignore it. And that is, I mean, the most scary statistic we found is that less than 20% of born-again Christians, 80% of Americans have never read the Bible through even once. 80% of Christians don't read the Bible each day. And that is the scary fact that explains why our country is in the state that it's in. You know, we can blame the rest of the country and, well, it's some of the unbelievers. It's people who don't share faith. But the fact is that people who claim to be Christians are not reading their Bible every day.
You know, as one of my favorite books of the Bible is 2 Timothy. And this, it's my favorite because this is really Paul pouring out his heart to young Timothy as a pastor. And Paul knew his life was short. He was coming to the end of his life. And he talked about the faith that had been built in Timothy by his mother and his grandmother, Lois and Eunice. And I like what he says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting at verse 15. He said, "That from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." And then he says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." He's saying, Timothy, God's word is what tells you what is right, what is not right, how to get right and how to stay right. That's really what it's there for. And that's where true wisdom comes from God's word. It comes from the Holy Scriptures. Paul commended Timothy, "You've known that from a child," and that really should stir our hearts for parents and grandparents that are listening today, the importance of instilling God's word into the heart of our own families.
That is so true, and that passage sticks out to me especially because my grandmother's name is Lois as well, and that realizing that it is profitable, that it sticks in, and that it's, I mean, there's so many times where, you know, you're struggling with sin, but as you're reading through the Bible, and it speaks directly to you, that a 2,000-year-old book can speak directly to you. When we celebrated the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, we heard about people who gave their lives to give us the Bible in the English language. And yet for so many of us, it's just sitting on a shelf. Maybe we try to read it. We start out reading. Many people try to start reading every January 1 in Genesis. As one speaker I heard said, "I've read Genesis more than I've read any other book in the Bible." But that's why with our 2018 Bible Reading Challenge, we've got a plan to help you read through the Bible, to stay motivated, to stay encouraged, and to provide some accountability so we can help listeners, we can help believers around the world read through God's Word in 2018.
And folks, we're going to take a break, and when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the 2018 Bible Reading Challenge. And we're going to invite you to be involved with us. Yes, I plan to be a part of it too, reading through God's Word day by day through 2018 to read through the whole of Scripture by the end of the year. So we're going to tell you more about the plan and the program, how you can get involved, and the difference it can make in your life. This is Crosstalk coming your way from VCY America. Don't go away. We'll be right back with very helpful information to help us grow in our walk with the Lord. Stay tuned.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, author and seminar speaker with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, what's involved in being created in the image of God?
Chris, being in the image of God is more than just being a two-legged, two-armed creature. There is some sense in which God uses a human form to express his own nature, like the arm of the Lord, but God does not have a physical body. I suspect that the image of God deals with our spiritual nature, our appreciation for beauty and ability to love, and our ability to love and reject God, and of course, our eternal soul. A recent research project identified perhaps another aspect. It was shown that those people who love others and provide emotional support for others live longer themselves. These are godly qualities, and maybe that's part of being the image of God. If we live like that, it's beneficial. You see, Chris, even the way we act, it all goes back to Genesis.
Thanks, Dr. Morris. For more on creation, visit our website at www.icr.org.
This is Crosstalk coming your way from VCY America. Randy Melchert, our guest today. We're talking about the 2018 Bible Reading Challenge. I like what Adrian Rogers says. He said, the Bible is not the book of the week. It's not the book of the month, nor is it the book of the year. It is the book of the ages. And certainly it is. Randy, many times we don't do it for lack of having a plan on how we're going to go about doing it. Now, many who will go off on a road trip, you know, before the days even of GPS, we get out the roadmap and planned out the trip. Or we're going to see something, we start gathering information about the site we're going to see and we want to learn about it. And so we therefore put a plan in place. To build a home, we have an architect who lays things out for us as to, okay, this is where, you know, the studs are going to go. This is where electrical and plumbing and all that happens. Let's talk about the plan. So we certainly our appetite is whet. We know that we need to be in God's word, the Bible. Scripture says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The Bible says to search the scriptures daily. We know we need to be in God's word, but sometimes lack the tools on how to do so. But we want to introduce our listeners today for a tool to help do just that.
And that is why it's excited to talk about the one-year Bible. Tyndale has been publishing this. We have put together a deal with Tyndale where we're able to offer it to listeners at a very reasonable price. Many times when people start reading the Bible, they read through Genesis, they get going, they make it through some of the genealogies in Genesis, they get through Exodus, and it's exciting as the Red Sea parts. But sometimes people wander through the wilderness seemingly for 40 years with Moses as they keep trying to get through the Old Testament, and some of it they don't understand the context of it. Well, and what the one-year Bible does is it breaks apart the Bible into 365 different portions. As you open it, I've got a beautiful paperback copy with me here, and it's organized. It's got each day in the top right, so you can flip through it, find today's date. So for today, we're at December 6th. It's got a portion from the Old Testament that as you read through it has the portion from the Old Testament. Then it has a portion from the New Testament. Sometimes, you know, you may get lost in the Old Testament and you're wanting to get to the New Testament where we're hearing about the stories of Jesus, the warnings from Paul, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Then it has a psalm for each day that after we've heard the history of how we got to where we are today, after we're hearing the words and encouragement from Paul, from Jesus, from those in the New Testament, just taking time for a psalm of praise to the Lord. And then there's the daily wisdom verses from the book of Proverbs. Today's December 6th. As reading through December 6th portion, they have here Proverbs 29, 9 through 11. They have three verses from Proverbs. If a wise man contendeth with a foolish man, whether he rage or laugh, there is no rest. The bloodthirsty hate the upright, but the just seek his soul. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. Some of those passages, so you're pulling from the different genres of Bible. I went to Bible college. In Bible college, we'd have many different classes studying the different genres. Some parts are history, telling how the nation of Israel, God led them. Some parts are poetry, as we see in some of the Psalms, the language. Some of it is that wisdom literature, the principles given as from a father, from King David to his son, to giving to wisdom to Solomon, as Solomon's passing it on then to his sons, how they can be following the path. And so sometimes we get lost maybe in one specific genre that the Levitical teachings we may not see the relevance of. But by pulling from the different genres, we can stay motivated and have a systematic plan that way we're not getting burned out. Sometimes you start the year and you want to read through a book at a time, and maybe one day we don't have the hour to keep up. This way, with just 15 minutes a day for the entire year, we can read through the entire Word of God in 2018.
And friends, that's what our challenge is for the new year of 2018, is to read through the Bible. And again, this one-year Bible, as Randy pointed out, it breaks Scripture down into 365 readings where you have a portion from the Old Testament, a portion from the New Testament, a portion from the Psalms, and a portion from Proverbs. And each day you're going to have that steady diet. And as you go through and are faithful systematically day after day, you will read through the whole of Scripture in 2018. Now, I'd like to give you some information on how you can obtain this. Now, this is the entire King James Version of the Bible. This is a King James Version that's broken down in the one-year Bible. You're going to see the date, January 1. It's not specified for a year. So you can actually, once you receive this, you can begin reading on whatever date and read through until you get to that next spot. But January 1, and then all the scripture is printed out for you in that regard. Now, keep in mind, this is not bonded leather. It's not genuine leather. It's not cowhide, okay? This is a paperback edition. It's called the one-year Bible, the entire King James Version arranged in 365 daily readings. This one-year Bible normally retails for $18.99 plus shipping. In a special arrangement with the publisher, we are offering this through Crosstalk for just a donation of $15 or more, and that includes your shipping. $15 or more, that includes your shipping, and we'll be glad to put a copy out in the mail to you. But we are encouraging, Randy, for people, our listeners today, to not only obtain this for themselves, but to consider their own family challenge, where parents to get a copy for their children. They may be distant around the country, or grandparents to get their grandchildren involved, but to systematically, together, we are encouraging listeners to read through the Bible through Scripture in 2018.
And accountability is the best way to keep going. Many people start the year, January 1st, sorry, I'm going to start reading the Bible. Mm-hmm. And by the time you get to February, you get busy. You get you have an emergency come up one morning and you skip a day. But nobody knows that you skipped a day. And it gets real easy to skip the second day. That's why if you can do it as a family, you do it with your friends, invite some of the people in your Bible study that, hey, let's team together, make sure we can get through it. That way you can check up with each other. How are you doing? How's it going? Have you been working your way through the passages? By the way, that's one of the nice advantages of having a paperback. Now, many people, while the words of Scripture are inspired, the leather editions of Scripture are the paper is not inspired. Many people, they may not feel comfortable mm-hmm. handwriting in their leather Bible. But when you have a paperback Bible with this, what's helpful is once you finish the March 4th reading, put the year by it. That way, each year you can keep by. Perhaps you get behind and later on you need to make up. But you can even write in here on the paper, make your notes, track some of the reading, keep up with friends. Now, some of you may not have people in your family to work with in an accountability group. That's why on our website, we have a special website for the 2018 Bible Challenge. That's 2018bible.org, 2018bible.org. And you can sign up for our email list that we're going to be emailing you every day, emailing you a reminder. We'll be emailing you the passages to read. And that way you can be able to make sure, have some fellowship with us online. We are also going to have a call-in testimony line. Something's been a blessing to you. You can email us back and share. We're going to be sharing some of how God's Word has been a blessing as we help encourage listeners around the world to hang in there together, that we can help provide not just a plan, but the accountability to keep going.
So we mentioned, folks, this one-year Bible is available. It's paperback edition for a donation of $15. You can obtain it right now by calling our toll-free number at 800-729-9829. Whether you want one copy, if you want two copies, if you want multiple copies, to give these to family, to loved ones, whether it be for a special event, from Christmas to birthdays to just say, hey, I love you and care about you. Here's a special gift for you. Pick up your phone. Give us a call, 800-729-9829. And you can also, I guess, even to speed up the process, order online right now. And Randy, they can do that right through the website.
They can do that at 2018bible.org. In fact, we've got three different ways that you can join us. For most people, and for myself especially, just having in paper where you can flip to it, you don't mm-hmm. have to worry about booting it up. That's the easiest way to do it. We have it, and you can go online to the website. We've got a picture of the one-year Bible there. You can click it. Takes you right to where you can order it online. Some people, perhaps, you know what? Hey, you've been using your trusty leather-bound study Bible. We actually have a one-year Bible reading guide that we've obtained from one-year Bible. That way you can go online, you can print it off, stick it in your Bible, and you can follow along with us using your existing one. Some people, they've gone all on the apps. I've got the Bible app on my phone as well. We actually have a one-year Bible reading group. So if you use the YouVersion Bible app, you can click on the link and join our reading group online. So that's why, no matter whatever way you read through the Bible, if it's on a backlit screen or if it's on paper, we want you to be reading through God's Word. Our goal is to make this as easy as possible. Have a system to keep you accountable, and having friends that can and family that can keep you accountable as well.
And friends, I'd like to challenge at least a minimum of 1,000 of our listeners joining us and saying, yes, count me in. I want to be a part of this Bible reading program for 2018. We look about the mess that we're in as a nation, ladies and gentlemen. We look at where we are in our society today, and not just in the world. Look what's happening within the church today, and look what's happening within Christian homes today. Are you in God's Word, the Bible? And this is a way to encourage you to systematically read through the Word of God with the one-year Bible. Again, if you'd like the paperback edition, it's a donation of $15, normally retails for $18.99, plus usually another $4 or $5 shipping on top of that. We're offering it for $15. That includes shipping to you. It's going to become either media mail or a rate that's less expensive than first class in order to make it as economical as possible to get this into your hands. But it's important for you to call us here today so you have this in hand as the year starts. And say, I'm gonna join you in reading through the scripture. Call 800-729-9829, or go to 2018bible.org. That's 2018bible.org. Again, this is the King James Version of the Bible. It's arranged. It's broken up into 365 daily readings, and it's putting it as simple as possible, Randy, really to encourage people to get involved.
And many people think, you know, that they need to read. They're trying to find out what's the best way of doing it. There's many ways of doing it, but we found that having a way where you can pull from each of the different genres of Scripture, history, the teachings of Paul, the Psalms, the Proverbs, that we've got a simple way, and it's spelled out each day. Many people have used some of the different booklet forms. We have that available on the website if you like those. But for many people, we found that instead of having to look up the right passage, you turn to the date, mm-hmm. You have the passages spread out there.
And then you put a bookmark in, and you pick up the next day.
And it's spelled out right there. It is a great way to be in God's Word each day. Sometimes people get afraid of things because they're too complicated. We found a simple way to do it. Now, it's not easy. Satan is going to keep you from mm-hmm. trying to read through the Bible.
Yeah.
But we can make it simple. Satan's trying to keep it from being easy, though.
I think it's also interesting, and I saw some different quotes here from Adrian Rogers. He said this, read the Bible. It'll give you a checkup from the neck up, help you avoid stinking thinking, and totally eliminate hardening of the attitude. And certainly that's the impact that the Word of God can have upon mm-hmm. one's life. The Bible tells us in Philippians 4 to think on those things that are pure, lovely, just, of good report, to think on these things. Well, the Bible also tells us, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So are we filling our lives with God's Word? That's the question. You can certainly obtain a copy, call us, and we'll get these out so you have them in time to start with the new year at 800-729-9829 or at 2018bible.org. By the way, we're opening our phone lines. If you'd like to comment on this, maybe you can share, as you've read through Scripture, the blessing that it's been to you. Our phone lines are open here on Crosstalk at 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Would you join us in 2018? We'll be right back.
High in the Swiss Alps, Lucian, a lonely, frightened 13-year-old, is overtaken by catastrophic events as he causes little Danny to fall off of a cliff. Lucian finds himself an outcast with his family, his school friends, and especially the very hostile Annette, the sister of Danny. Bitterness and anger set in. As Lucian finds solitude in the nearby woods, he comes across a woodcarver who helps him find the peace he was looking for that not only changes his life, but that of others as well. Treasures of the Snow quickly captures the heart. It's a story of friendship, forgiveness, and redemption. Treasures of the Snow is available on DVD for a donation of $16 or more by calling VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829. You may also write VCY America, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. And folks, every day you're filling your mind with something. Every day something is going into your mind. What is that something? Is it the Word of God or is it other things? Randy, there's some startling statistics even on the impact of that which is so destructive to our lives. How many are engaging in it?
Matt Walsh just wrote on Facebook a week ago that human beings have consumed 9 billion hours of porn on one porn site since 2015. That's 1 million years. 1 million years of porn.
Wow.
Off of just one website in the last 2 years. Romans 12:1 tells us about that that we need not to be conformed to this world, but be transferred. How do we do it? By the renewing of our mind. Mm-hmm. That we need to be renewing our mind. God's word can cleanse us. Many people today are struggling with some of the sins that they have struggled in the past. God's word can cleanse our minds. There's only one book that can do it. Woodrow Kroll wrote, he made an interesting comment. He said, I remind you that God wrote a book and he only wrote one. I wonder what we'll say to him at the judgment seat of Christ if he asks us, did you read my book? I mean, one time in your entire life, did you read my whole book? And what's scary is that 80% of Americans have never done that.
Folks, this is a love letter from God to us. Can you think about that now? Think of you, women, think about this. As you're recording, dating, this guy sent you this love letter. Did you read the first and last paragraph and that's it? No, you read every word. And then you know what? You brought it out later and you read it a second time and a third and a fourth. And that's what we need to do with the whole of Scripture. Randy, the lines are packed right now. We'll take some calls. But just before we pick up our first call, whether people are obtaining the paperback edition from us or maybe they're downloading off the website the reading guide, which they can do as well, at 2018bible.org, there's a key button on this website that we're asking for people to join, and that is we're looking for at least 1,000 people to click on something called Join Us. What happens there?
When you click on Join Us, you'll see it. After you go to the main website, it shows the options to sign up. You click Join Us, and there'll be an email pop-up sign up where you can type in your name, type in your email address, sign up. We're going to email you a daily encouragement showing you the passage for the day, some thoughts on the day. In fact, as we get started in Genesis and we go through the genealogies, sometimes a lot of these names don't make much sense. There's some neat resources on the internet, the Adam Synchronological Chart, that really even helps to show how some of the genealogies line up. We'll be pointing some of the encouragement, sharing some of the testimonies, asking for your testimonies. So when you go to that website and you sign up on the email list, that way you'll be joining with us to get in and staying accountable in reading through God's Word.
We'd like to know that there's a minimum of 1,000 listeners here to Crosstalk joining us and reading through Scripture in 2018. Let's go to the phone lines. Robert's calling from Oregon. Robert, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I like what you're doing. It's a very, very good thing. I read the Bible every day, and the main reason I read the Bible is because I do not want to be deceived by what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. And I make a habit of it, and I have been doing it for some time. In fact, I even go so far as buying a Bible for somebody with a CD to go along with it, because there's a lot of big words, and sometimes it's nice to listen to the whole book at one setting. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, we have to remember, don't read the Bible once. Continuously read it. Once you finish reading it once, take a break or so, and then turn around and start reading it again. That way you'll never be deceived, and that way you'll always be closer to God. And every time I read the Bible, I find, wow, I didn't know that was in there, but I had read it just the time before.
Good.
The book is so good.
It's
so inspiring, and it's a love for Jesus. We've got to do it.
Amen.
Everybody,
amen.
Read the Bible.
Thank you, Robert, so much for your call here. And Randy, he talked about it keeps him from being deceived. How will we know whether we've been deceived unless we know what the truth is?
And that is so true. I mean, there's times that many people have shared about that they're struggling with it. Well, you know, that they're trying to justify some of the behavior they're in. But as you're continually, systematically reading through the Bible, that it points out again and again and again, what is the ray? God says, my word is, that the Bible says, thy word is the lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path, that we know where the path is.
Yeah, and the thing is, folks, how many of you say, I want God's will for my life, I want guidance for my life. But if we neglect his word, how are we going to get that guidance? That Psalm 119:105 points that out for us. We see so much changing in our world today. We have to update text all the time, textbooks in our schools. But here's what it says in 1 Peter 1. It says, the grass withereth, the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. It doesn't need an update here to it, Randy. The information doesn't change. God's word is truth, as we're told in John 17:17.
That is truly remarkable. I mean, it's remember going through Bible college, and you know, some of your history textbooks would be in the 23rd edition.
Yeah.
We have God's word that has been preserved. Had the opportunity to go over to Israel, and you could see the Isaiah scroll, 2,000-year-old scroll. And they tell us that it's almost exactly the same as the text that we've had 2,000 years later.
Let's go to Mark in
preserved.
Ettrick, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Mark.
Yes, good afternoon. When I first got married, my wife asked me, what do I believe and why do I believe it? Coming from a Catholic background, I honestly couldn't answer that, and I needed to figure out what my faith was really based on. So I read the Bible from cover to cover, and I've done it multiple times, and it really helped me to figure out what my theology is based on and understand what the man-made traditions that have seeped in there. And it's just been wonderful. And lastly, I'd just like to say, it's great to study the Bible, but we need to put it into practice. We got to be walking in a Christ-like manner. It's great to know it, but we got to put it in practice.
And that's what we're going to read, Mark, when we get into James, not being hearers only, but doers of the word.
Amen.
Great. Thank you for the call. Linda's calling from Pensacola, Florida. You're on the air.
Hello?
You're on the air, Linda.
Okay. I just had a real quick thing. I had a Pastor Ruttman 2004 said read at least 5 pages of your Bible a day, and I started doing that, and I haven't quit since then. You can actually read it more than a year, and my favorite verse is Psalm 12 verse 6 and 7, that God has preserved His word, and I think it's a perfect word in King James, and I think it's the only way you can really know God. And I have my son reading it now, and we're going to heaven is trust the finished work of Jesus Christ did on the cross for us.
Yeah.
And I just think it's a blessing for anybody to realize that is the most important thing they do. I do it when I get up in the morning, and I just make myself do it. And I just want to thank you for your program.
Thank you, Linda. Appreciate it so much. It's that habit that's been established here, and that's so critically important. Now, some of you read Scripture, and you'll go through the Bible several times in a year. That's tremendous, and we want to encourage you in that. Our appeal today is for those who've never done it before, or it's been some time. Randy,
or those who are struggling.
Struggling. You said about 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes a day. And in fact, you know, one of the things that they found is that men are more likely to skip Bible reading than women. 39% of men say that they don't read the Bible on their own. You know, perhaps as you're getting ready in the day and, you know, you've got a lot of books on the pile to read, and it's, you get started, and it's being able to have a systematic plan. 15 minutes a day will get you through God's word in a year.
We're going to pick up a call from Dixie in just a moment, but again, let me give out a phone number as we have the one-year Bible. It's a paperback edition, King James Version, laid out 365 parts. It's been broken down to each day. You'll see the date. You'll see the passage to read for that day. If you faithfully do this day after day after day, you'll have read through the whole of Scripture in 1 year. It's called the one-year Bible. Again, it's normally $18.99 plus shipping from bookstores and publishers. We're making it available through Crosstalk, our way of saying thank you for your support of $15. And this is such that we'll get it off in the mail to you. That includes the shipping. Or you can go to 2018bible.org, 2018bible.org. Make sure you hit the Join Us button to get that daily email as well. Dixie is calling from Great Falls, Montana. Hi, Dixie. You're on the air.
Oh, hello. I thank the Lord for your radio station and for your program and for your faithfulness. And I totally agree that people are not in the Word of God. Many, many Christians are not even interested in getting in the Word of God. But I want to encourage people. I read through the Bible every year. I have for many, many years. And I just want to encourage people to do it. And pretty soon if they miss a day, they're really going to feel bad because it's just a part of your life. And I think we're seeing the results in our country of the lack of God's word in our lives. So I just thank you so much for for bringing this up, and we just will keep praying for you and for people to get into God's Word. They will be so blessed.
Well, we totally agree that indeed there will be great blessing. As a matter of fact, Randy, there is, thank you for the call, even Revelation talks about those who read this book. There's a blessing for those even who read the book of Revelation.
Revelation 1 verse 3, that it offers a blessing for those who reading it. So you read through that, throughout Psalm 1, it talks about a blessed is the man that's undefiled in the way. But how can you become undefiled in the way? By taking heed unto God's word. Mm-hmm. That so many times that we see this blessing, people want blessing. Not only that, but the Bible is ennobling. It's a fascinating word, ennobling. Acts 17:11 tells us that God's word is ennobling. Ennobling means that it makes somebody a noble. Like if the Queen of England were to knight you, were to put the royal sword on you and to proclaim you that you were a duke, that you were with ever. Acts 17:11 tells us that the people of Thessalonica, that the Bereans were more noble than those in Thessalonica because they received the word and they searched the scriptures daily, that made them noble. That idea of royalty from those who searched the scriptures daily.
Folks, it's like necessary food for us. Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 15:16, thy words were found and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Let's go to Lat in Racine, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yeah, what a great topic, Jim. I do the Bible once a year through the Charles Stanley, the Bible reading plan.
Yeah.
And, you know, Christians, they think they got to spend so much time in the Word. Like the guy with you today said, 15 to 20 minutes, there's no excuse why we can't. If we're so-called a Christian and we love the Lord, that's the first thing we should be doing, is spend 15 to 20 minutes a day in His Word before we get up and go put a bagel or make something to eat. We need spiritual over physical food and body. And the more I'm in the Word, the more I see how foolish the world really is through television. I mean, stuff comes on TV and it just gives you discernment where you watch this and you go, this is just ridiculous. I'm just going to shut the TV off or turn the channel. Because when you're grounded in the Word, you're going to see how Satan is controlling this world and how foolish the world really is. Yeah. So we need to get more Christians and just spend time in the Word, and the Holy Spirit will work through you. God bless you and your ministry, Jim.
Thank you, Lad. Randy, we don't give second thought, it seems, to watching a two-hour film or movie on television, or half hour this or half hour that, and before you know it, the night is gone.
Do you know what the stats are on that?
What's that?
New York Daily News. The average American watches more than 5 hours of live television every day.
Every day?
Every day. The children ages 2 to 11 watch over 24 hours a week. We're building patterns. We're building habits in our children by having our television sets on. We're building systematic programs. We're told by the network news that it's must-see TV, that it's our Thursday night lineup. And we are building habits where every day we're turning on the set to watch the evening news, to watch the primetime lineup. We need to build habits, systematically setting aside time to make it through God's Word every year.
We're going to take more calls right after the break, so let's stay in line. Lee, you'll be next, so stay with us here. By the way, folks, if you'd like to obtain the paperback edition, the one-year Bible, donation of $15 or more to Crosstalk, they help cover our expenses in getting this to you, give us a call at 800-729-9829 or online at 2018bible.org. We'll be back in just 1 minute. This is Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Weekend Minute, I'm Brandon House. Well, let me say, Merry Christmas. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, cosmos, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but should have everlasting life." The great story of Christmas is the incarnation of Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. He who knew no sin became as if He had sin. Well, He didn't have any sin. He was perfect and sinless. That's why He's our Savior. And His righteous life was credited or imputed to our account through faith and repentance. You see, salvation is available to all, but it's only applicable to those through faith and repentance. Use this Christmas season to proclaim the reason for Christ's birth, that there might be restitution of our relationship with our Holy Father through faith and repentance, available to all, but only applicable to those who surrender their life to Christ through faith and repentance.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. We're talking about a 2018 Bible Reading Challenge. Randy Melchert is our guest today. He's going to be administering this program for us here at VCY as we encourage you to get into God's Word and read it. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the Word of our God shall stand forever. If you missed the website or phone numbers, be listening. We'll give that here before we close. Let's get back to the phone lines. Lee is calling from Miranda, Arizona. You're on the air, Lee.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I heard a lady once say on one of the programs I listened to, one of the Christian programs, she said that daily we must exchange whispers with God before shouts with the world. Hmm. And I said, oh, that makes sense. And then lastly, I believe it was maybe John MacArthur that said, and I could be wrong, that the Bible is a supernatural book. And that's the only one that is. And there's power, you know, in his word. And I believe it's Psalms 33, verse 4, that says, the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth.
Yeah.
And when I heard the Bible being referred to a supernatural book, I just got so excited.
Amen. Thank you, Lee, for the call here today. Randy.
That is so true. That is so true. As we were talking earlier about it, that I mean, that it can change people's lives. That people who are struggling with sins, gambling, 74% less likely, that just reading the Bible four times a day can help break some of these. Four times a week can break some of those habits and help build the right habits that can change our life. The Bible, I mean, there's only, as been said, there's only two things that will be around forever, God's Word and people's souls.
Kathy is next in Watertown, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hello. You have a challenge. You're looking for 1,000 people that want to read through the Bible in a year?
That's right.
I want to sign up for that. My name is Kathy Fuller.
Okay. Well,
this is not the right place to do it?
No.
I shouldn't have given my last name on the air.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I want to thank you for both the station and your program.
Great. God bless
you. It's a great encouragement to me.
Great. And we'll be giving that information on the air, how to get registered for that, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hermiston, Oregon. Sue, you're on the air.
Well, I'm a newcomer. I'm 75 years old. I've been listening to Cowbell Bob say, quite often God puts his name above his word. And I've been into the scriptures. I can tell people as a newcomer into reading the scriptures that right before us, whichever, whatever we need as an individual person is answers, even for simple little things in the day.
Mm-hmm.
God's love is there in front of us and surrounds us with his Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
God's word is there for how to pray for a situation for other people, family members, or friends. All I can say is, amen, thank you, Jesus, for this program today. And God bless all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you.
Mike in Milwaukee, you're on the air.
Oh, because of VCY having the effect on me. First, my dad in the last 3 years of his life read through the Bible twice, my utmost for his highest, the daily devotional by Oswald Chambers that, you know, Charles Stanley reads. And my mom, we were going through the 1 year in the Bible, New Testament, Hard New Testament, Old Testament, Psalms and Proverbs each day before she went home to be with the Lord in December. And then just like to say, a lot of Christians are busy, but one pastor said he thought God said, remind them, keep that daily appointment with me through the in the Word. God bless you both, and thanks for letting me call 2 days in a row. Take care. Bye-bye.
Al in Bridgeport, West Virginia, our final call today.
Hey, Jim, thanks for taking my call today. Hey, I just wanted to let everybody know that the Bible, you know, that basic instruction before leaving Earth, and, you know, if you don't read your instructions, brother, you're not going to do too well.
Yeah.
But also wanted to say, on my cell phone, I have a Bible app, the Bible app.
Great.
And I get updates every day in the King James Version, I might say. And I'm turning my family onto it. And you know, that way you can always, everybody has a smartphone or cell phone, right, Jim?
Well, not everybody, but many do, yes. But,
right, many do. And why don't you use that for the good and just open up the Bible? And the only bad thing I have about the site is it's YouVersion, and I'm not about me. I'm about him.
Okay.
Yes. In fact, they've actually kind of tried to rebrand it to Bible.com. But, yeah, that's part of what our goal is. You know, I've been taking many groups down to see the Ark Encounter, see the Creation Museum, many of these places that show the reality of the Bible. And I get reminded quite often, not everybody does have a smartphone. And so that's why there's something neat about having the printed page that, you know, when your phone battery runs out of juice, you can still pull open a print copy of God's Word. So that's why. Thanks so much for that call. But yes, if you go to our website, 2018bible.org, you can order the one-year Bible there for just $15 shipping and handling included. You can call 800-729-9829.
And we're going to say that slower.
1-800-729-9829. Or you can go, if you use the YouVersion app, many people do, we've got a Bible reading group. They've set up groups so that way help provide that accountability. So that way we can help encourage people to keep going each step. Some people, if you enjoy, you know, maybe you got a great study Bible that you've got all your notes written in the margins. We have a printout guide that you can get on the website as well, and you can follow along with us as well. But for people who need just a simple way where they can be plowing through God's Word each day, you can call the 800 number, 800-729-9829, or go to 2018 Bible. And then when you go to the website and you click Join Us, enter in your email address. In fact, I was just checking, and several people have signed up already just while we've been on the air, that way we can be having a community of people helping to encourage, hold each other accountable to make it through God's Word in 2018.
Randy, thanks for joining us today. Thanks for the initial idea and now for administrating it here as well. Folks, again, another Adrianism says this: the Word of God is to your spirit what blood is to your body. And I trust that you'll be involved in reading God's Word. Why? Well, as it says in John 20:31, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. We talk about the problems and issues here on Crosstalk. There's a solution right there, isn't it? Join us 2018, reading through the whole of Scripture. And folks, you can do that. We have the one-year Bible that's available in paperback, a donation of $15 here to VCY America, to Crosstalk. Our number is 800-729-9829. You can join us online as well. Just go to 2018bible.org. And hit the Join Us button. Sign up for the emails, the daily emails that will be coming out on that very aspect. Or if you want to send a check to Crosstalk 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Ask for the one-year Bible. Well, folks, thanks for joining us today. We trust that you'll be involved in reading God's Word through in 2018.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.